Good morning, Allo. Great to have you back on the morning drive this week. It means it's a Tuesday.
Thanks, Birgitta. It's good to be here.
It's good to be chatting to you about wellness and all things that we need to be doing to getting stronger physically, as it also has a mental benefit for that as well. I like the line that you gave me for today. It says, without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. Let me say that again. Yeah. Without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. Quite a powerful statement. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And then it goes on and it says the prize will not be sent to you. You have to win it. And that, got me thinking. So I went and looked in scripture to find the scriptural backing for that. And it's incredible to see how, you know, we are told, for example, in 1 Corinthians 9:24, so you must run your race to win. The body without the spirit is lifeless. So faith without works of obedience is also dead. That's in James 2:26. And then again in Timothy 4 verse 7, finish the race strong, keep the faith. I think the main thing that we're trying to get through to people is that Jesus came, and in John 10:10 he says he came to give us life in abundance, that we can have it to overflowing, and it's an abundant, overflowing, enjoyable life. But the keys to that are largely in your hands. And that's what we're here to talk about.
Well, at the end of the day, we've been given the gift of free will. So it's up to us if we are going to decide to do the more physical exertions to improve our bodies and our health and our mental state and our spiritual walk also. But when it comes to starting out, how do we care for our bodies? Let's start more on a simplistic form. For somebody that wants to get into better shape, but they don't know where to begin.
Well, I think everybody's got they know what they could and should be doing that they're not. And I think the point we're trying to make today is to break it down into the smallest possible step that you can take in the right direction. And that makes it so much easier to get started, because it doesn't look like a mountain anymore. So once you get started, once you're steering that bicycle, it's easier to change direction. So you've just got to get that stationary bike moving. And once it's moving, you can then direct the change. But if you don't get off your butt and get started, then you're not going to achieve anything. And like we've said so many times before, there's two areas, cardio and strength. On the cardio side, you're trying to get your heart rate up and keep it up at an elevated rate for a longer period of time. So there you're talking about things like cycling and running and walking and jogging and swimming, canoeing. So I think people get the message there, but that is working your respiratory, your cardiorespiratory system, and that's measured through your VO2 max score for those that are interested. But the objective is to get the highest possible VO2 max score, and you can only do that by exerting yourself. And the point I'm trying to make is start really simple and then build onto that. So, for example, you can start by going for a walk, and then you can break your walk up into 5-minute blocks, and out of every 5 minutes you can try and run 1 minute, and then walk for the 4 remaining minutes, and then do the same again and again, and then after a week or two you can try running for 2 minutes and walking for 3, and so you can gradually improve and increase the challenge that you're setting yourself, and improve your heart rate and your VO2 max and cardiovascular fitness step by step.
I like that's a physical way to make improvements, but also just as equally important is your nutritional diet.
Yes. So, I mean, there's such a big variety. So you've got from, you know, the extremes of vegans on the one side and the carnivore diet on the other side, and your body actually functions on pretty much everything. So just because you can eat everything doesn't mean that you should. And then on top of that, we're all unique. So we need to figure out what works for us. But there are general guidelines. So, for example, reducing your sugar is an obvious improvement. Reducing your complex carbohydrates, all your manufactured and highly processed foods. Try stick to natural veggies and meat. Try and increase your protein intake. And then, yeah, you're trying to reduce your portion sizes and the frequency within which we eat. So, you know, from a health and a Christian point of view, fasting is an awesome solution.
I think sometimes we forget how small our stomachs really are. And when we look at the portions that are placed onto plates, especially when people are going for buffets, for example, they think, oh, they have to try every single little bit of everything that there is in the buffet, not realizing that their stomachs are only that small and that it has to digest all that.
Yeah, and you can also get practical. So I know that on a Sunday, typically I end up eating too much. So I fast on Monday. So from Sunday night through to Tuesday morning, I don't eat. That helps. That's still not, I still got room for improvement. There's still quite a bit of excess weight that I'm carrying at the moment. But you need to try and think through what you're doing and realize and work around your practical reality. So there's two scriptures that I want to refer to just to try and illustrate a point here. In Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and looking after it is an act of spiritual worship. And then in Romans 2 verse 1, it says, present your body as a living sacrifice, as an act of spiritual growth. So where I want to go is to say, you know, how can you better look after and care for your body? And only you can answer that question. And you've got enough general knowledge to know where to start and what you could be doing. So whether that's cutting out something obvious like smoking or drinking too much alcohol, or improving your nutrition or starting to train, you know what it is. Break that down into the smallest possible step that you can take to start helping you move in the right direction. So, you know, it's important to better care for your body. And I think the point that I want to make is that your body, the machine, was designed and made by God. And your physiology is designed to improve your psychology. So if you eat right, your food affects your mood. And if you train right, your motion, your activity affects your emotions. So if you eat right and you exercise and increase your exercise, your body is putting you into a much better frame of mind to handle the challenges of your day.
Alec, we say that on a regular basis, that you just start from the point that you are able to start with, but also it's never too late to start.
No. So if you're breathing and you're alive, then you can do something about it. Your body is, think of it this way. I mean, you have, it sounds a bit strange, but you've lived in many bodies since the day you were born. Your body as a 2-year-old is not the same as a 10-year-old or a 20-year-old. Your body is continually renewing and growing and changing, and you direct that change. So, you know, we all start out as babies pretty much on the equal footing, and look how differently our physiques and our health develop over time, and you directing that change. So the point that we're trying to make is that it takes work, it takes effort, but it doesn't take much, and you just need to get started. So yeah, there's some awesome stats that I'll share next week on how radically your VO2 max, your cardiovascular fitness, and your strength affect your all-cause mortality. So how much of an impact that has on the quality of the life that you live. And so we've seen now scripturally that Jesus wants to give you an abundant, victorious life. He wants you to enjoy it and be healthy in it. And if you are not there, it's quite probably your own fault. And there's something that you can do about it to improve it. So there's tons of people out there that are ready, willing, and able to help you. There's a gym just about on every corner now. So there's no excuses to it. You know, if you can't afford the gym, go for a walk. If you can't afford the weights, make something yourself. Do, you know, you can do body weight exercises. We've almost all got access to YouTube. There's thousands of instructional videos there. So there's no excuse not to improve your health and wellness and your health span.
Alec Vaneros, thank you so much for being on this week's wellness show. It all starts with that first step.